This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent, the Lord tells us in this gospel. And there's something that's important there. It connects to that same question that Jesus asks elsewhere in the scriptures. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? We can believe in Jesus, but we have to know what it is and who it is that we are believing in. And this is one of the early controversies in the history of the church. Who is Jesus? So as we heard in our opening prayer, as we celebrate this memorial of St. Athanasius, that he was a champion of the divinity of Jesus. Because early on in the history and the teaching in the history of the church, there was this group after this bishop called Arius, who believed that no, Jesus Christ was not divine, but instead he was fully a human being, one who was chosen, one who was favored by God, but one who was not divine. And Athanasius takes what we call now, of course, the orthodox, the true view of who Jesus is, that no, Jesus is, he is fully human, but he is also fully divine. And that is of great importance to St. Athanasius, and it's of great importance to us. The school of Alexandria, where Athanasius was from, where he was the bishop, says that whatever is not assumed is not redeemed. Meaning that if Jesus did not actually take human nature to himself, that if the Word of God did not actually take human nature to himself, then as his divine being, then if it was not assumed, if it was not taken up to heaven, then it is not redeemed. Then our human nature is still not redeemed. If we believe that Jesus was just a very good human being, but he's not also divine, then there's no benefit for us. There's nothing there for us. Elsewhere in the scriptures, in one of St. Paul's letters, we hear this really great and very important phrase, Jesus Christ, although he was rich, became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. And Athanasius takes this and he says something much more clearly than for us, right? He says, Jesus Christ, God, he says, God becomes man so that man might become God. God becomes man in Jesus Christ so that each of us may be lifted up into the heavenly realms, so that we may also know that love and relationship and union with God. That's what we were made for. This is something that's very important, and it still kind of exists today, right? This kind of Arianism, where we say, well, Jesus really wasn't God, but maybe he was a prophet, maybe he was a nice human teacher, maybe he had some good things to say, but we can't believe that he was God, and so we don't live as such. But no, this is who he is. Human, yes. God, yes. That's who he is for us. And because of that combination, eternal life is open to us. So we give thanks for who Jesus really is. We give thanks for the beauty of his mission. We give thanks for the gift of St. Athanasius, for helping us understand that, for helping us defend that, and for helping us grow in that love for who Jesus really is.